The question was asked in Halakha recently regarding those that we see kiss each other in the Bet Knesset many times after an Aliyah. Person gets off the Aliyah, we tell him Azako Baruch, we hug him, we give him a kiss on the cheek, like it's custom by the Arabs, the way they kiss each other. Is that permissible in a Bet Knesset? Well, actually, the Ramah in Siman Sadihet writes, "Ve'asur le'adam le'nashek banav ketanim bebet ha'knesset." A person is forbidden to kiss his little children in the synagogue, kedei lekboa b'libo, to establish in his heart she'en ahava ke'ahavat ha'makom baruch hu. The love that you're supposed to show in the Bet Knesset is to Borei Olam. And by kissing your children in the Knesset, it's showing love to somebody else. And that's considered a bizayon for the Bet Knesset. However, Hacham Ben Zion wants to say, in order to be melamed zechut on the people, that there's different types of kisses. Kissing your child will be a kiss of ahava, and that wouldn't be proper in the Bet Knesset. But when one has an aliyah, or his father, or his rabbi, that type of kiss, he says, is a kiss derech kavod. And therefore, that already we can say is permissible in the Bet Knesset, and he says, therefore, those that do it have what to rely on. Of course, the Ben Ishai also talks about the father. When he goes up to the seven, and it's the customary of the son to kiss his hand, that for sure is derech kavod. Kissing your hand would not be a problem. But even kissing on the cheek, like we see some of the people do, they can keep their custom, and we leave them alone, because we'll say that that is not considered derech ahava, but it will be considered derech kavod.